The planet Earth is one of the greatest pharmacies ever invented, and we're ignoring most of it, and we go down to the drugstore and spend $280 billion a year on prescription drugs in this country. And according to an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's 140,000 Americans each year who die from the on-label use of prescription drugs. That means following doctor's prescriptions, 140,000. That means it's somewhere around the third leading cause of death in America, using drugs that may be useful, oftentimes are toxic. Try nutrition first. In many cases, it can solve the problem.
Thank you, Dr. Quillen. And you mentioned clean food, so I'm going to take a break here. I'm going to eat a little bit of a clean food. This is a mulberry that you just gave me from your yard.
Yes, rich in phytoalexins, anti-cancer to the maximum.
That is good. I've never had a mulberry that's that shape. Why is it so long?
There's several different types of mulberry trees. That is a Pakistan mulberry that you just had, and I have an Oscar mulberry too. And when I was trying to select fruit trees, you know, first of all, I live in California. It's a desert. We have a water shortage. We have a particular water shortage this year with the drought. Why would you water something if you can't eat it? That doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm watering just the fruit trees. And among those are fruit trees that are high in nutrients. And one of the sound bites I mentioned is go for the color. In the color, in those pigments, the reds, orange, yellows, dark colors, in that mulberry is a dark purple color. What you have is Mother Nature has sunshine coming down and hitting the chlorophyll and the chloroplast, and it's through photosynthesis making sugar. And from that comes all of life. That's the beginning of all life on Earth. How does the plant protect itself from the damaging effects of sun? Because you've got both sunlight that is mutagenic, carcinogenic, it's all kinds of, it's a damaging x-ray. How does the plant protect itself? About 20,000 different bioflavonoids and about 800 different carotenoids are in colorful fruits and vegetables, and they protect the plant from the sun and from the effects of photosynthesis. Given that, what we're talking about is I was choosing fruits and vegetables that would be not only tasty and not readily available in the stores. For instance, figs. Figs don't travel well. That's why most people don't find them in the stores. And most people, including myself, the only figs I had had while living in the Midwest was Fig Newtons. But in fact, in figs is not just a delicious taste, but there is a phytochemical. Phyto means plant. Chemical is a substance in it. In figs is a substance called ficin, F-I-C-I-N, which the National Cancer Institute has been researching, hoping to find a synthetic analog so they can make a patented drug. Meanwhile, you have access to that through figs. It's a powerful anti-cancer, bioregulators. This is where it really hits me, Ty, as to how powerful nature is. And I'm hoping that I can infect the viewers with a sense of respect for what God has given us in the good Mother Earth.